Yeah, that actually leads into my next question. I was going to ask about the GI Bill. Do you have any information on that and how it's changed over the years?
Yeah, the original GI Bill was the Montgomery GI Bill, and it was basically a flat rate that they give you to go pay for school. Since 9/11, they have come up with the post 9/11 GI Bill, and that's for active duty service members. Once you've completed at least 3 years of your service, you'll have 100% of that GI Bill. The post 9/11 GI Bill pays 100% tuition for any public school and gives you a housing allowance as well. And so that's kind of what sets it apart from the Montgomery GI Bill. And then, of course, the Reserve and Guard also has a version of a GI Bill, though I don't know all the details on that.
Okay. It sounds like they've expanded on it quite a bit from the original bill, though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with tuition assistance from just being on active duty, you can get your bachelor's and master's and then still have the GI Bill. The post 9/11 can also be transferred to dependents after you've completed so many years.
That's cool.
So, you know, a lot of folks that stay in and make a career out of it wind up transferring a portion of it to their children or their spouse so that they can, you know, go start school with that. So that really helps out a lot.
Taking care of veterans and their family members. I love that.
For sure.